Because there are people on food vouchers. We're going to be talking more about the amount they spend on alcohol and the amount they basically, for want of a better term, waste. I'm not sure. Do they waste it, or is it so enjoyable that it couldn't possibly be wasted? But they set it aside for entertainment purposes. And yet and all, we hear stories about people who can hardly make ends meet simply because they're working hard, they're not getting enough pay, and they need to use food banks. You might be surprised that people who work in the health service are using food banks. Let me speak to Conor McCarthy, who's from Unison. Conor, good morning.
Morning, Frank.
Yes, Conor. You have staff who are working more or less full-time who do need to use food banks.
Yeah, we have what's classified, obviously, as the working poor. We have at the lower end of the scale, we have workers who are support services staff. Extremely important workers for the health service on £7.85 an hour. It's effectively the minimum wage. And as a result of that, as you know, the likes of electricity bills, gas bills and all the rest of it have been up recently, up by over 35% and combined. And that is just the tipping people over the edge. And we're now finding ourselves that people are no longer living, they're simply surviving. And the need for access to emergency food supplies is becoming a real issue.
It must be difficult for anyone who has to go for a food voucher. They must feel that they are failing in some way. And they're not. They're not. They're hardworking, honest, decent people. The economy is
absolutely
dictating
right.
It. But your sense of pride almost makes you step away from accepting the offer. Am I right on that?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we have said to workers, if we in Unison here were handing out advert vouchers or centuries vouchers, you wouldn't have no issues at all of taking them, and rightly so. This is no different. These people are in this situation through no fault of their own. There is people out there who should feel ashamed at the fact that these workers have to go to food banks, but it shouldn't be the people having to go to food banks, that's for sure. As I said, these support services staff, for example, it's not just support services staff, it's right across the range. There's nursing staff also that need assistance. In regards to these staff going, in regards to support service, these people are the people in here cleaning our theatres, they're the people in here making sure the front line against the battle of cross-infection and decontamination and so forth of wards or departments, extremely vital, important workers paid the minimum wage, and it's completely unacceptable. And this is all against the backdrop of sufficient amount of money in Stormont as part of a pay reform package for healthcare workers up here in Northern Ireland, sitting up there gathering dust, and it's unacceptable.
And what do you say to the people who would suggest that their priorities aren't in the right place, that some people are taking the food vouchers to buy the food, but they will, and this is what we always hear, they will have a full subscription to Sky TV, or they will have 3 nights out at the local social club?
Frank, I mean, what do you say to those people? I mean, those people will never change their minds. They'll never change their mindset. It's like administering medicine to the dead. It's no point talking to those people who have those sort of ideas. They just don't live in the real world. The fact of the matter is, the people that we're facing in here are health service workers. They're paying their bills. They're paying their mortgage. They're just about surviving. The fact is, and that also coincides, Frank, with this massive deterioration in mental health that we're seeing in our members. And workers in general, having the feel of trust services for staff care, having the feel of their own GPs, counselling services. Their children are getting nothing in regards to holidays, in regards to any sort of social life. Unison have handed out some of the highest amount of food, of uniform grants right across the region, and we still continue to do that. But the fact of the matter is, people are now literally just surviving, and that is completely unacceptable. It really is. And you know, people think about the re-establishment, the storm, it will cure all this. It won't. It will help. It will bring about democratic accountability. It didn't. It's not a magic bullet. But first and foremost, in regards to health service workers, there is significant money in Stormont now that the permanent secretary can release to ease the pressure off these health workers, and he is not doing it. And that is unacceptable, because as far as we're concerned, health workers and education workers are being used in political pawns as part of a bigger game to bring about the re-establishment of government, and that's unacceptable.
And when you say uniform grants, when you say that health workers mm-hmm. are getting uniform grants through your union, you're not talking about the nurse getting a grant for her uniform, you're talking about the children getting a grant to go to school in a uniform.
Children, yes. Unison is part of our Here For You program. We have given out this year and last year a record number of uniform grants in Northern Ireland to our members as part of a Unison membership agreement. So members of UNISON come to our office, we give them uniform grants, and they get money towards their school uniforms. And our members have told us they just cannot survive without that. It is a vital part of our service. We, our welfare scheme in UNISON has never been busier. It has never been busier.
And you feel that a lot of public servants like this, you say in education and in health, they're caught in this game that's going on, and they are suffering.
Yes, absolutely. And education is no different. Our classroom assistants, right to our lollipop staff, everybody right across education and health, they're all being used, in our view, as political pawns to bring about the re-establishment of the government. The Permanent Secretary has stated that the money can't be released due to the ARC 21 decision, namely that the money can't be released in the absence of a health minister. But yet we see infrastructure, and rightly so. We see the likes of the Glider project. We see all this infrastructure money being released over the last number of months, and rightly so, it should be released. But no ministerial improvement was needed for those projects. Why health? Why is health being used as a pawn? The fact of the matter is that, as far as we're concerned, the Permanent Secretary made a decision last year to release the 1% that healthcare workers were owed. He can make the same decision this year and release that money. There's money there. It's not going to fix everything. It's not going to cure everything, but it's going to get people's heads above the water. And that's what needs to be, that's what the message needs to go home here.
But by blaming the Permanent Secretary, are you not letting the politicians off the hook?
What politicians? We have no politicians. We have politicians who have been on industrial action for the past nearly 550-odd days. The bottom line is, Frank, in regards to the permanent, I'm not blaming the Permanent Secretary. I'm saying the Permanent Secretary is part of the solution in regards to the money. The money can be released, and as a result of that money being released, a part of an ongoing pay reform package for health workers, then our members have an opportunity to have some money in their pockets. It can make all the difference.
Okay, Conor, but Conor, if you see the Permanent Secretary, the senior civil servant, as part of the solution, do you see the politicians as part of the problem?
Yeah, politicians were part of the problem when they were in power. So I mean, the bottom line is politicians weren't making the right decisions when Stormont was up and running. And we've held those politicians to account. We work with our politicians. We respect our politicians. We see them as part of an important democratic function to deliver the services that are needed and to release capital and so forth. But nevertheless, are politicians part of the problem? You need to ask politicians that. To me, that they should be, and we all want the re-establishment of the government, but not playing silly games with health workers and education workers. It's unacceptable.
Okay, Conor, thank you very much indeed. Conor McCarthy from UNISON, painting a very bleak picture.